Look at the panel. You will find information about the wartime fate of the factory whose workers lost their lives fighting the occupant. Then head opposite to the monument to the victims of German terror 1939-45. This is another commemoration recalling the tragic fate of the city during World War II. See the brown stone plaque leaning against the pedestal of the monument? Go closer and read the names of the workers who lost their lives during executions at the factory. Standing in front of the monument, you will see a street on the right. We will continue our walk along it. Go straight ahead until you reach the end of the street and a crossroads with a tall office building. When you get there, turn left. Our next stop is the Łucznik Monument, a symbol well known to everyone in Radom. The monument, reaching several meters high, is a symbol of the arms factory. Why? Let's turn the clock back to 1929. As a result of the economic crisis, in addition to weapons, the factory began producing bicycles under the brand name Łucznik. In addition to the name, a metal emblem with a Łucznik or archer was created and attached to the bicycle frames. After the end of the occupation, the factory started to produce sewing machines and typewriters, which also bore the name Łucznik. In the People's Republic of Poland, the factory developed in the spirit of the economic doctrine known as Real Socialism. Its name was changed to the General Walter Predom Łucznik Metal Works. Just let me remind you that at the junction by the tall building, we turn left. And now, back to our story. It was at the former arms factory in 1976 that the workers' protest against the communist government began, which went down in history as Radom June 76. Many of the protesters in Radom suffered persecution, and out of 940 people fired from their jobs for taking part in the protest, 360 were factory employees. The persecution of the Radom protesters was the impulse for the creation of the Workers' Defense Committee, the first official opposition organization in the People's Republic of Poland, though, of course, it was also the target of repression. We should soon come to a busy street. Cross the pedestrian crossing to the other side and head towards the visible square in the middle of which is our archer. From 1990, the factory operated as the Łucznik Metal Works. As a result of restructuring after the year 2000, two companies emerged, a civil one producing sewing machines and a military one producing weapons. The second one still exists today under the name of the Łucznik Arms Factory. The first one closed and sold the rights to the name Łucznik. The Archer Monument, which you might already be able to see on the horizon, was commissioned in the 1970s by the Metalworks. On the one hand, the monument was a reference to the name of pre-war bicycles, as well as typewriters and sewing machines, manufactured in the People's Republic of Poland, and on the other hand, to the Archer trademark, which appeared even before the World War II. The designers of the monument were artists connected with the Krakow Academy of Fine Arts, Aleksander Śliwa and Wiesław Jelinek. Initially, the monument stood near the factory's tool room, where we have just come from, and urban legend has it that there was a political undertone behind the change of the sculpture's location. The archer's bow was previously facing east, that is, towards the Soviet Union, a thing that was simply unheard of in those times. At the moment, find another plaque that tells about the first directors of the arms factory.